Listen up, athletes. Heat dramatically slows running pace, a reality we saw play out in the 2018 London Marathon, where 75-degree temperatures caused runners to finish an average of 20 minutes slower than in cooler years. To maintain your performance and keep yourself safe, you need to understand the physiological toll of the heat and utilize precise calculations to adjust your pacing accordingly. The optimal temperature range for marathon performance sits between 44 and 59 degrees, with statistical models identifying 48 degrees with low humidity as the absolute sweet spot. A reliable rule of thumb for pace adjustment is to add 20 to 30 seconds per mile for every 5-degree increase above 60 degrees. On a larger scale, research indicates that each 1-degree Celsius increase slows marathon finish times by an average of 1 minute and 47 seconds. You can calculate specific pace adjustments using the dew point formula. Take the dew point in Fahrenheit, subtract 60, multiply that result by 0.025, and add those minutes to your base pace per mile. For a more comprehensive adjustment, we can apply a proven calculation that combines the current temperature and dew point. If the sum of those two numbers falls between 151 and 160, runners should slow their pace by 4.5 to 6%. When that combined total exceeds 180, hard running is simply not recommended. Humidity significantly exacerbates these slowdowns. At 80 degrees, increasing humidity from 30 to 90% can degrade a runner's pace from 9:19 per mile to over 11 minutes per mile. Physiologically, heat forces the body into a difficult battle. High humidity impairs the evaporation of sweat, rendering the body's primary cooling mechanism completely ineffective. Simultaneously, your body diverts blood from your working muscles to the skin's surface to release heat. This fluid shift, combined with dehydration, reduces your blood plasma volume. Research shows stroke volume drops by 4.8% for every 1% of body weight lost through sweat. To compensate, your heart rate spikes, which reduces the time available for the heart to fill with blood, ultimately lowering cardiac output. Heat also increases perceived exertion and directly impacts the central nervous system, causing the brain to limit muscle activation to prevent dangerous core temperature spikes. The impact of heat varies significantly by runner profile. Elite athletes are more resistant to heat stress, slowing down by only about 0.9% for every 5 degrees Celsius increase in the wet bulb globe temperature, whereas slower runners can see their pace degrade by up to 3.2%. Furthermore, women generally handle heat better than men. Due to a higher body surface to mass ratio, female runners can dissipate heat more efficiently, allowing them to maintain their pace better in warm conditions. To mitigate these effects, you need to employ science-backed strategies. First, calculate your personal sweat rate by weighing yourself before and after a run to determine your exact fluid loss. Hydration should be proactive. Consume 16 ounces of fluid 1 hour before running and 16 to 24 ounces every hour during the run. Your training routes should be designed as loops that pass water fountains or feature DIY aid stations, where ice-cold fluids can be pre-placed in shaded areas. For active cooling, apply ice directly to your glabrous skin, the palms, cheeks, and soles of the feet. These areas contain special blood vessel structures that allow them to cool the body 5 times faster than regular skin. Finally, prioritize safety by moving high-intensity workouts indoors to a treadmill when the combined temperature and dew point exceed 160, or during peak heat hours between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. By adjusting expectations, hydrating strategically, and utilizing targeted cooling methods, you can safely navigate hot weather and preserve your performance. Let's get to work.